One of the things that we always calculate is the heat capacity. And you might think, how often do you really need to know the heat capacity? But it was historically important in understanding solids, the measurement of the heat capacity, because it's a relatively simple thing to measure. You take an insulated box, and then you put a heater in the box, like an electrical heater, and you heat the heater up with a known power, so you know how many joules of energy you've put in the box. And then there's also a thermometer, and the thermometer, you measure the temperature rise for a known amount of energy that's been put in the box. And this is the specific heat. The specific heat is the amount of energy you need to raise a temperature by 1 Kelvin. So this is the definition of the specific heat. And there are two things that are almost the same. One's the heat capacity, and one's the specific heat. And the heat capacity is, it depends on the size of your sample. So if you have 1 kilogram or 2 kilograms or 3 kilograms, the heat capacity gets bigger as the sample gets bigger. And the specific heat is per unit volume. So it's the same number for a certain material, no matter how big it is. What we'll notice today is that a lot of the time we calculate the specific heat at constant volume. And in experiments, you almost always do measurements of the specific heat at constant pressure, because you have some box with a material in it, but the box is not so strong that it doesn't allow the volume to change, and you just operate at atmospheric pressure. But for solids, it doesn't matter very much, because the volume doesn't change really a lot with temperature. So specific heat with respect to volume and with respect to pressure are almost the same quantity. And we'll see sometimes there'll be comparisons where the theory is specific heat per unit volume and the experiment is specific heat Cp per unit pressure. It does matter with gases. So if you're doing this, if you're taking a thermodynamics course, it does matter which one you use for gases. But for solids, it's not so important which one of the two were used. And it's from the microscopic point of view, it's one of the easier things to calculate. So calculating the specific heat is fairly easy, and you can compare it to experiments. And this is why it was historically important.